For 2 days in April, more than 2,000 people came to the National Archives for the 6th annual Genealogy Fair, a free event with dozens of experts offering advice to Americans researching their family history. Constance Potter is an archivist here, specializing in documents of interest to genealogists.
We get more people every year. I'm not sure what the numbers are, but I think we started at about 500 and last year had 1,500.
I want to have somebody to help me get unstuck.
It was the fifth genealogy fair for Shirley Jones.
We want to know where you came from, who your forefathers were, and so forth. So that's why I did it, because I wanted to know where I came from.
Lisa Roy says having children got her interested in genealogy.
When they were born, especially my oldest, I thought, I really want my kids to understand their heritage. And I knew some of it, but it's been interesting to do the background on it.
Many Americans began to search for their ancestors after seeing the 1977 TV program Roots, which dramatized author Alex Haley's family history from Africa through slavery in America to freedom.
Behold, the only thing greater than yourself.
That was sort of the first thing that created Roots Mania in America. And now we're experiencing a whole new wave, a fresh influx.
Professional genealogist Megan Smolignac is an advisor on a new television series reflecting that renewed interest.
This season on Who Do You Think You Are? Seven of the world's most beloved celebrities will embark on life-altering journeys into their family history.
Brooke Shields, Susan Sarandon, Matthew Broderick, and Sarah Jessica Parker were among those featured in the first season of that NBC series. Already a big hit in the United Kingdom, where it originated, Who Do You Think You Are has been renewed for a second season on American TV. Smolignac hopes the show will spark some fresh recruits to family history, but she says the current surge of interest has more to do with the internet.
You can get a running start with what's online. I mean, Ancestry.com, for example, has over 4 billion records, and so it's nice. You can sit at home and surf in your PJs and go through census records and that kind of thing. People spend millions of hours on that website every single month.
As chief family historian for Ancestry.com, Smolignac has researched the family histories of President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, among others. But she says you can't find everything online, which is why people often end up at the National Archives. The Archives has digitized more than 100,000 records, but archivist Constance Potter says that's just a fraction of the 10 billion it holds.
We have public land records, so if your family homesteaded, there are passenger arrival records. That was a function of the federal government. And then military records, enlistment papers, and federal pensions.
Many of those documents are on spools of microfilm, stored in drawers of metal filing cabinets that line a long hallway.
Wait a minute. What are these numbers over here, Carol Ann?
Carol Ann Summer came to the archives with her friend Bobby Bold. She's searching through the filing cabinets for military records dating back to the 18th century, when the United States was becoming a new nation. Having found the right spool of film, she takes it to a darkened room and threads it on a viewer.
There he is. We found him.
I wanted to get that last relative, that last string, and that was this one from the Revolutionary War. We could never get any further back, so kind of tickled, really. I don't think I can go back any further on my father's family, but I'll keep trying.
Genealogy can be addictive, notes archivist Constance Potter.
It's like a detective story. I mean, it really is. And you just keep adding on the clues.
And those clues often lead researchers back to the National Archives as they dig deeper into their family history. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.